بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم، أما بعد. وروي عن علي بن أبي طالب رضي الله عنه قال: قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: إن العبد لا يدرك بالحلم درجة الصائم القائم. حضرت علي رضي الله عنه reports that رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم said: Indeed, a servant through his tolerance reaches the stage of a person that is as-saim al-qaim, meaning like a person that is fasting continuously daily, and a person that is standing up at night every night. When we look into the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and we find that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam had great amount of tolerance and ta'anni, like we were speaking about this week, calmness, being calm, being collected. There are some beautiful incidents in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, how Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam was tolerant. One Jew, very lengthy incident, had done a deal with Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and before the payment date, he had come and demanded from Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in front of Sahaba for the payment, and he had said some bad words to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he had picked on the family of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And in that hadith it is mentioned, Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu's eyes were rolling, Sahaba were upset, but Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam was cool, was calm, was at ease. It's mentioned that he even grabbed Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he grabbed the clothing of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he was speaking to Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam harshly. And Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam was cool, calm, and becoming even more patient, more tolerant with him. And Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu became upset and he couldn't contain himself. And he said to this Jew that if it wasn't for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam's presence, then your head would have been rolling. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam immediately said, "O Umar, this is not how you should have spoken to him." Despite this man's behavior with Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told Umar radiallahu anhu, go pay him and give him some extra also. So that was the level of patience, tolerance. And then, continuing with the incident, this man goes with Umar radiallahu anhu, and then he reveals and he says, "I have found every sign in Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but this sign I wanted to test for myself, the hilm and the tolerance of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which I have seen today." And he took his shahada, and he became a sahabi of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So this tolerance, this being cool and calm. And if you look at the direct opposite of being tolerant, then that will be being impatient, which will lead to a person becoming upset and angry. And that is why you find in the next page, then there are some ahadith regarding anger. Because when a person is not tolerant, when he becomes impatient, then all hell breaks loose. And there is no end to what he can do and the damage that he can cause. That is why we will, inshallah, next week we will explain these ahadith. But in this same hadith, in the end, it is mentioned in some narrations, it is also added to this hadith, وَإِنَّهُ لَيُكْتَبُ جَبَّارًا وَمَا يَمْلِكُ إِلَّا أَهْلَ بَيْتِهِ. And sometimes a person is written as a tyrant. Allah Ta'ala has written him that he is a tyrant, very great zalim, whereas he has no control and no power over anything except his own family. So we can understand, it's self-explanatory what is meant here, that his behavior with his family is so terrible that he is a tyrant at home, an abusive at home, and that is why he will be written as a jabbar, as a tyrant. Allah Ta'ala save us, Allah protect us, Allah give us these beautiful qualities and the akhlaq of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam.